From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You're listening through voanews.id or our application RRI Play Go. And we from the Voice of Indonesia will be bringing you more information about Indonesia. Like the first one is the news, so stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo called on regional leaders to push for the development of superior products in their respective regions and not merely mimic other regions in terms of their commodities. As reported by Antara, he noted at the Bogor Presidential Palace West Java on Wednesday that every region should focus on its superior product. Vice President Maruf Amin has urged pesantrens or Islamic boarding schools to adapt to global changes and technological innovations to improve their competitiveness. As reported by Antara in his keynote speech at the webinar held to commemorate the 2021 National Santri Day on Wednesday, he explained that technology innovation possesses a new challenge for pesantrens as they should keep in pace with current changes and utilize the new knowledge for the best interests of the society. Minister of Trade Muhammad Lutfi has said that the rise in the Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, which reached 52.2 in September 2021, reflects increasing export optimism. As quoted by Antara, Minister Lutfi in a statement on Wednesday said that the optimism for increasing exports is shown by the Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index PMI jump in September 2021, which is in the position of 52.2. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita is optimistic that by 2022, the target of 35% import substitution can be achieved, given the enthusiastic support from stakeholders. As reported by Antara in a statement issued in Jakarta on Wednesday, he said that with the enthusiasm, it is possible that Indonesia will be able to achieve the 35% import substitution target by 2022. Let's move on to the international news. The World Health Organization, WHO, says the COVID-19 pandemic will go on for a year longer than it needs to because poorer countries are not getting the vaccines they need. As reported by BBC.com, Dr. Bruce Aylward, senior leader of the WHO, said it meant the COVID crisis could easily drag on deep into 2022. Less than 5% of Africa's population have been vaccinated, compared to 40% of most other continents. Britain and New Zealand have reached agreement in principles on a free trade deal designed to reduce tariffs, improve service trade, and take London one step closer to membership of a broader Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement. As reported by Reuters.com, Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Jacinda Ardern sealed the deal in a Zoom call on Wednesday, after 16 months of negotiation. Boris Johnson in a statement said that this is a great trade deal for the United Kingdom, cementing the long friendship with New Zealand and furthering the ties with the Indo-Pacific. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is poised to take a 2050 net zero emissions target to Glasgow. While this may seem like a milestone, Australia is still failing to abide by one of the core requirements of the Paris Agreement. As reported by Reuters.com, in Paris in 2015, Australia, like the rest of the world, signed up the toughening our emissions reduction target every 5 years. Australia has now reached that point, factoring in a one-year COVID delay. This means Australia is undermining the international treaties central to combating climate change and highlights yet the need for Australia's climate agreement to be written into domestic law. That was the news.
We'll be right back. President Joko Widodo, along with some friend countries ambassadors and local community, planted mangrove in Tanah Tidung, North Kalimantan on Tuesday. That was one of many efforts by Indonesian government in multiplying and rehabilitating mangrove forest. As quoted from presidentri.co.id, President Joko Widodo explained that there are 180,000 hectares of mangrove forest in North Kalimantan to be rehabilitated. He targets 600,000 hectares of mangrove forest that can be rehabilitated in the next 3 years. Some ambassadors and World Bank representatives who joined the mangrove planting appreciated the Indonesian government's program. World Bank Country Director Satu Kakonen said the program has a great meaning, both for Indonesia and the whole world. Meanwhile, Switzerland Ambassador for Indonesia Kurt Kunz hoped the mangrove rehab can be an example and stimulus for communities in Indonesia and the world. The mangrove planting programs play a crucial role in supporting carbon pollution reduction. Mangrove forest multiplication and rehab, as done by President Joko Widodo, was also a move to mitigate the climate change. Based on data from the Maritime and Fisheries Ministry, as quoted from kkp.co.id, Indonesian mangrove forest is the biggest in the world, namely 3.2 million hectares or 22.4% of the world's mangrove forest. This shows that Indonesia has a quite significant contribution in reducing carbon emission. Research results in 2019, as quoted from lipi.co.id, showed that 1 square meter of mangrove forest can store 50 kilograms of carbon. This carbon storage capacity is important in the climate change effect reduction process. Therefore, mangrove replanting by the government should be followed by the awareness and involvement of the people living around the mangrove forest. They need to understand the importance of preserving the mangrove ecosystem.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door en masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, we start today's history with the event of October 21, 1944, the first Japanese kamikaze was committed suicide. On October 21, 1944, the Japanese squad committed suicide for the first time by crashing its plane into an enemy warship in the World War II, the HMS Australia, His Majesty's Australian Ship. The suicide attack called kamikaze, and later it became the last tactic of Japan that was no longer able to break through the ranks of the Allied combat fleet in the Pacific War. At that time, Japanese troops carried 200 kilograms bomb in the waters near Leyte Island, Philippines. As a result of the attack, 30 crew members of the HMS ship were killed. Next event was October 1966, the tragedy of Aberfan. Coal spoil tip in Aberfan, Wales, England slid on October 21, 1966 and killed 144 people. The majority of the victims were children who were sitting in their classrooms at school. There were about 140,000 cubic meters of coal waste that descended the hill very quickly and destroyed everything in its path. This event was known as the Aberfan tragedy and became one of the worst mining disasters in the UK. We end today in history with the event of October 21, 1986, the Marshall Islands gained independence from the United States. The Marshall Islands gained independence from the United States on October 21, 1986. Previously, the islands located between Hawaii and Australia had established a government precisely in 1979. Historically, the Marshall Islands had never been visited by anyone for several centuries. But in 1788, British Captain John Marshall visited it. So the islands were named the Marshall Islands based on his name, the captain. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Apa yang harus ku
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, on voanews.id or application RRI Play Go. The next one will be by Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya said that Indonesia must seriously control climate change, one of which is reflected in the forest and other land use or FOLU net sink 2038. In a written statement in Jakarta on Monday, Minister Siti Nurbaya conveyed that Indonesia's serious commitment through the FOLU net sink 2030 is important, real, and concrete. This commitment includes various activities, policies, and anticipations on various issues and every stakeholder's participation in all forest agenda. This agenda includes land and forest fire mitigation, deforestation, peatland, conservation, and biodiversity. According to Minister Siti Nurbaya, climate change control is also done through policy, empowerment, and law enforcement. In recent years, some achievements have included deforestation rate reductions, natural forest and peatland conversion prevention, and forest fire reductions. Furthermore, Minister Siti Nurbaya shared her experience during the COP26 in Glasgow. On the occasion, U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate John F. Kerry said that with its potentials, Indonesia's role is crucial in controlling climate change. What happened in Indonesia can bring about a big impact towards the whole world. John F. Kerry further said that under the leadership of President Joko Widodo, Indonesia has made a great advancement in decreasing deforestation rate and primary forest conversion moratorium. Indonesian deforestation rate between 2019 to 2020 was the lowest in the last 20 years. Indonesia is also implementing a new initiative in restoring hundreds of thousands of hectares of degraded mangrove for the next 4 years. Those efforts, as said by John F. Kerry, is crucial. Meanwhile, World Bank Country Director for Indonesia in Timor Leste, Satukah Konen, said that she understood Indonesia has been working and ambitious enough in controlling climate change. Therefore, the World Bank will support Indonesia's ambition in reducing carbon emission during Indonesia's updated nationally determined contribution, NDC.
perasaan untukmu. Meski berat melangkah, hatiku hanya tak siap terluka.
Well, listener, more information about Indonesia is coming up shortly. For example, it is an information about Indonesian tourism or maybe the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
If the situation gets better and you can travel, you should come to Indonesia where there are a lot of recreational activities. One of them is a culinary tour. Palembang could be your culinary destination. Bumi Sriwijaya is known for its delicious culinary delights. Pempek is famous and ragi jalo is very delicious. At glance, the ragi jalo has the shape of a net-like Indian net bread. Ragi jalo is a flour-based dish that is eaten with curry sauce. What makes it unique is that the yeast dough is shaped like a folded net. Then it is eaten with curry soup. The ingredients of ragi jalo are wheat flour, eggs, salt, and cooked water. These ingredients are mixed together to make ragi jalo. Then the dough is poured into the frying pan and shaped like a spider web. Then it is cooked until done. When it is cooked, the dough is formed in a triangle or rolled up. The curry sauce is made of ingredients such as a butch and plantain shaft, hot peppers, curry leaves, orange leaves and laurel, sugar, sufficient salt, powdered curry, powdered broth, flavoring, coconut milk and beef guts. The ragi jalo covered with curry gives the flavor of savory, delicious, spicy, and slightly sour taste that is appetizing. Listener, it is said that the recipe of ragi jalo was obtained from traders from Gujarat, India, who entered the territory of the Sriwijaya Kingdom in the early 7th centuries AD. The delicacy of ragi jalo was so popular at that time, and it became a favorite dish in the royal family. If there was a celebration held in the kingdom, Ragi Jalo was certain to be one of the mandatory menus to be served to the guests of honor. The snack was also favored by traders from Persia who stopped over and settled in the royal area. Currently, Ragi Jalo can be enjoyed not only by the royal family, but also the whole community. The price is also quite affordable, from 9,000 rupiah to 15,000 rupiah per portion. For those who are interested in trying it, they can come to the Arab Merchants Community at the Kuto Market, Kuto Baru, and Sayangan in Palembang City, South Sumatra. On normal days, Ragi Jalo is usually served as a breakfast menu or when there is an alms event. But don't worry, during the fasting month, Ragi Jalo is easily obtained at Ramadan culinary centers in Palembang, such as Jalan Ratna Talang Semut. Because in the month of Ramadan, Ragi Jalo is one of the typical iftar menus for the people of Palembang.
Well then, listener, the next one will be an information about Indonesia. Well, mostly it's about innovation. The next one is miscellany.
Listeners, Chinese pate or lam toro is a type of shrub that is often used in reforestation or erosion prevention. It comes from tropical America. This plant has been introduced to Java for hundreds of years for agricultural and forestry purposes. Then, it spread to other islands across Indonesia. This plant grows well in dry areas, countryside, gardens, forests, and mountains. The existence of Chinese pate is easy to find and cultivate in the community. It is potential to be developed into an innovative product in the community. However, the current utilization of Chinese pate seeds is still not optimal, even though the nutritional content of the plant is very beneficial for health. A group of students from Universitas Negeri Yogyakarta makes Chinese pate into healthy noodles as a substitute for staple foods for diabetics. The students are Ahmi Fadilah Akbar from Electrical Engineering Faculty, Intan Diah Kusuma, Culinary Education Faculty, Wulan Fabrianingsih from Science Education Faculty, Siti Vera Lestari from Mathematics Education Faculty, and Asma Nur Azizah from English Literature. According to Ahzami Fadilah Akbar, Chinese pate seeds contain tannins, galactomannans, and flavonoids, which have the effect of lowering the blood sugar levels by inhibiting the activity of glucosidase and alpha amylase, which play a major role in absorption in the intestinal brass border membrane. Research on the anti-diabetic effect of Chinese pate seeds has been carried out previously, in which the administration of Chinese pate seed extract doses of 0.25 gram per kilogram, 0.5 gram per kilogram, and 1 gram per kilogram can reduce blood glucose levels by 49.97%, 56.80%, and 65.30%. In addition, making this noodle also educates the public that Chinese pate can be eaten not only as a side dish or salad, but also other forms that are rich in benefits. Wulan Fabrianingsih also stated that she and her co-students process Chinese pate into noodles because noodles are familiar with the community who can obtain them easily and the price is cheap. Noodles made from wheat contain a large amount of carbohydrates but little protein, vitamin, and mineral. Efforts that can be made to improve the nutritional value of noodles are by replacing flour or adding other additional ingredients. This product is named Beta Health Noodle. Beta Health Noodle products serve as an alternative meal for sufferers of diabetics. The advantage of this product is that it is safe because it is made of natural ingredients without preservative. The way of serving is very practical. It can be served soup or fried noodles. This work won a silver medal at the 2021 World Invention Competition, an exhibition organized by the Young Scientists Association and SIGI College, Subang Jaya, Malaysia. That's Miss Seleni.
Aku tunggu sungguh ku ingin denganmu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We have been giving you so many information and also so many songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song, but there's a little bit information about it. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, this time I will discuss a song from Helen Sparinga. Her name began to be known in Indonesia since releasing an album entitled Birunya Cintaku in 1985. The album was supported by Obi Mesah, Wahyu O.S. and Dedi Dores as guest vocalist. Besides, the name of Mus Mulyadi also appears as a composer in several songs in this album. The title track of this album is Birunya Cintaku, created by Obi Mesah. Birunya Cintaku tells the story about a pair of lovers who love each other, but in the end, they are apart because the man is cheated by his lover. Listener, this is Birunya Cintaku by Helen Sparinga.
Seminggu yang
Voice of Indonesia.
Oh,
thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.